VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The search and rescue mission continues 2 days after a powerful tsunami swept away locals and tourists in Indonesia. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Indonesia's disaster agency said that 128 others were missing in the disaster, and more than 600 homes, many hotels and vendor stalls, and more than 400 boats and ships are damaged. The number of casualties may still rise. The tsunami was not huge and did not surge far inland, but its force was destructive. The waves washed ashore along western Java and southern Sumatra islands Saturday night following a volcanic eruption. Thousands of soldiers, police and government personnel, as well as volunteers, are working to find victims of the tsunami.
The death toll has now climbed to 373. More than 1,000 people have been injured. And Indian President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. Indonesia's National Disaster Agency said more than 100 people are still missing. Afghan officials say a group of unknown gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Kabul on Monday, killing at least 29 people and wounding more than 20 hours. The attack lasted 7 hours. Officials said more than 200 employees of the building were safely evacuated after the attack began. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility for Monday's attack, but Taliban insurgents and Islamic State militants have both taken credit for plotting previous attacks in the capital, Kabul. Turkey sent another convoy of soldiers to its border with Syria on Monday. This heightened activity comes as Turkey and the U.S. have agreed to coordinate on the withdrawal of American troops from Syria. This is VOA News. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan has sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to 7 years in prison for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. The ruling noted that Sharif had failed to disclose the source of income for establishing a steel mill in Saudi Arabia. He was also fined about $25 million and has been disqualified from engaging in political activities for 10 years. Police presence has increased in parts of the Spanish city of Barcelona following a warning from the U.S. State Department Monday of the risk of a terror attack during the holiday season. Spain's Interior Ministry said the country's level of anti-terror alert remained at the second highest where it has been since 2015. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party said Monday that Israel will hold early general elections in April and the Knesset will be involved. Netanyahu's coalition has been plagued by internal divisions for months. Mustafa